They want full transparency. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. The search warrant from Monday's raid on former President Trump's home has been released by a federal judge, but the affidavit presented to the court to obtain the search warrant is still sealed.
This is such a high-profile and very strange way of going about getting documents from a former president that the affidavit is going to be absolutely necessary.
Senate Republican Chuck Grassley, as for what was removed.
The Justice Department says there were 11 sets of classified files, including 4 sets of top secret documents, 3 sets of secret documents, and 3 sets of confidential documents, and 1 set of classified top secret sensitive compartmentalized information.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Author Salman Rushdie remains on a ventilator with his family at his side. His injuries are severe after police in western New York say he was stabbed.
This is the aftermath of that brutal attack that happened in front of roughly 2,500 people. The 75-year-old author was about to give a lecture Friday morning. That's when police say 24-year-old Haydee Matar of Fairview, New Jersey, jumped the stage and stabbed Rushdie in the neck and abdomen.
Fox's Christina Coleman, Matar is charged with attempted murder. A Hollywood actress succumbs to catastrophic injuries.
Anne Heche was declared brain dead on Thursday and has remained on life support and in a coma until her organs can be donated. The actress's oldest son, Homer, also confirming her death and releasing a heartbreaking tribute, saying, quote, "My brother Atlas and I lost our mom. After 6 days of almost unbelievable emotional swings, I am left with a deep, wordless sadness."
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A man who allegedly pointed a rifle at police in Texas was shot and killed by officers. It happened yesterday in a suburb of Fort Worth as police investigated reports of gunshots. A lesson on firearms between a father and son takes a dangerous turn.
A Meriden, Connecticut teen was accidentally shot Friday by his own father. Police say the dad was trying to acclimate the boy with firearms and was showing his 9mm weapon to his son when it went off. All this was in preparation for the teen who was soon to begin firearms training at a local gun range. The 17-year-old was shot once in the right side of his body in the shoulder chest area. He was rushed to the hospital by ambulance prior to being airlifted to a trauma center. No one else was injured. Police are investigating the incident. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Looks like more training was needed for a government worker in Texas.
Keisha Basley wanted help for one of her 9 kids, a 14-year-old daughter who she says was running away and causing trouble at school. She turned to Child Protective Services in Texas. The 14-year-old girl was recording one of her chats with a CPS worker on video when she told the worker that she wants food. The worker told the girl to be a prostitute. Keisha Basley filing a formal complaint with CPS. Commissioner Jamie Masters went to Houston to apologize to Basley and her daughter. That CPS worker was fired from her job days ago. The state is now housing the 14-year-old girl in a hotel. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
It's so hot and dry in Italy that the waters of the country's largest lake are starting to feel like the Caribbean Sea. Lake Garda is near its lowest level ever recorded. Northern Italy hasn't seen significant rainfall for months. Other European countries like France, Spain, and Portugal are in the same boat. Pam Huso, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.